This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
I'm kind of torn on this, of was this the best thing? I do feel genuinely bad for the kid because he had no chance at life with this as mom. But at the same point, you know, if you have an animal like a dog or something and you abuse the heck out of it, you can't just, you know, take it to nursery pet day at the library with a bunch of kids and hope for the best because it's not going to work out. Kind of the same sort of thing with putting him into society.
Yeah, no, and this gets back to that dilemma that we see so often. Is a punitive prison the best set? I mean, for some people is, you know, if you're truly a sadistic psychopath and a career criminal, prison is the best place for you. Mm-hmm. But are there other people, I think of Gypsy Rose, you know, as somebody who they need to be contained. They need a different environment. Maybe being out in society is not the best thing for them. And we just don't really have an alternative. And the interesting thing about the empathy impairment, that is a feature of autism for many people, not all of them, but for many people with autism, they're very concrete. They may follow directions of an authority figure, and the empathy doesn't kick in for them the way it does for the rest of us. So I don't know that he's psychopathic, and it may be that he is, and that would have come out in the personality testing that we don't see. And so I would like to see a lot more data. And yeah, I hear you. Is he vulnerable? Is he too damaged to be out in society? But again, he's a person I would rather see him in a state institution, like a state hospital, a locked facility or something like that, rather than a hardcore prison.
Is something like that just not an option for sentencing, or is that the choice of the judge of saying, well, prison is what you're going to? Was there not an option always to send someone to a state prison or a facility?
Yeah, I'm not sure in that state of all the legal, you know, ramifications, because again, it differs state to state, which is kind of crazy. But there may not have been an option for that.
When you look at him, one of the criticisms of the judge was, I don't believe you feel guilty, or I don't believe you feel that you've done something wrong. I feel that you feel bad because you got caught, but not for the actual crime itself. I found that statement to be, I don't know, it almost felt a little tone deaf because, I don't know, watching this kid, reading this kid while he was giving testimony during the trial, I felt like he did show a bit of empathy. I mean, he felt awkward. It certainly wasn't necessarily, you know, how everyone or the neurotypical or a healthy, you know, mind would maybe express it. But it wasn't completely lacking in the way that his mother, Shanda Vander Ark, seemed to be lacking. Did you feel like he was capable of empathy or showing some emotion?
Yeah, I did. And there, you know, again, he has those odd facial expressions that tend to reveal whatever emotion is flowing through him. But there were times he would wince, you know, he would show, you know, that he had an emotional affect with what was going on. And yeah, I would. He's another one I'd love to spend some time talking to him. You know, you don't probably get the full picture when a person is seated in a courtroom. And if you could just sit and have a nice long conversation, you'd have a better sense of who this guy really is and what is his capacity for caring for people.
I think that's a big piece of it, the capacity. It seems that part of this was also the judgment was made strictly on the basis of his age. Of you're an adult now. I don't think he was an adult mentally. Capacity wise, probably more like a 14, 15 year old, because I think he probably got stunted back there by mom. I mean, the fact, I mean, if let's say this happened when he was 17 years old, I don't know that he'd be going to prison for 30 years.
Right.
I mean, granted, you know, 4 short years later when he's what, 21, 22, something around there. I don't think he's probably changed all that much from that age. No. Grown mentally. So yes, on number scale, is he 20 something? Sure. He never left home. He still stayed with mom, probably still playing the same role he played when he was 14, 15. And that has never changed. So it's, yes, an adult, but also hard to judge him that way, because just because it's on paper doesn't mean it's there.
No, very true. And that's one of those nuances that the court may not be adept at picking up on and understanding, unfortunately. But that's how he struck me from the beginning. He seemed much younger than his age.
Yeah, it's just a sad case all around.
Horrible.
Who knows what's going to happen there in prison? Maybe justice was served. Maybe, I don't know. At the end of the day, there's a kid that's dead, and those who were responsible are behind bars. So I guess that's somewhat of a win.
Yeah, really sad.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.